Okay, today's daf is Kuf Lamed Vav. Two more vlad to this perek. 19th perek of Vesech HaShabbos. So on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hem Abayz, we just finished the discussion about the... we're in the middle of the discussion of Milo Bismana, Milo Shalom Bismana, of different babies. We had what happened to... the last Amud was about, what about the two individuals that the Torah calls Yalid, Bayis, and Meknas Kasef, who are those types of individuals? When were they born? There's something, some type of avadim, but who are they? So that's what the Mishnah just discussed on this Amud, after having discussed other types of sveikos regarding Mila on Yom Ches or Mila on Yom Shabbos. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, the five lines up from the bottom, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Sheshoha Lamed Yom Ba'adam Eino Nefel. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, any child who lives for 30 days is not called a Nefel. As it says, Uftuyo Ben Chodesh Tifteh. Its redemption, meaning Pidyon HaBen, is done after he is 30 days old. So it sounds like for the din of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, right, you have to wait 30 days, and there, that itself is a reflection that the baby is not a Nefel. But mashma from here, as we'll see this later on, let's say you had some other way to know that the child was not a Nefel even before 30 days, what's called Kalolo Chadashav. You know that he's a healthy baby. You know that there's nothing, you know, if something happened, it's not going to be because he's a Nefel, which means he was never had a Cheskas Chayim. He had a Cheskas Chayim, but something happened. But let's say you know Kalolo Chadashav, so that also would be okay to take him out of the chazaka of being a Nefel, of being a child who doesn't have the halachic assumption that he's going to live. But Rashbag says, usually you have to wait 30 days to assume that he is, there's nothing magical about 30 days. 30 days is just how much we need to know that he is not a Nefel. The Ritva here even asks, you know, let's say you know Kalalo Chadasha, let's say you know before 30 days that he's not a Nefel. So why don't you do Pidyon HaBen earlier? Right, we don't do Pidyon HaBen before 30 days. Shulchan Aruch says this in Shin Hei, Yerodeya. Yerodeya Chel Gimel has a potpourri of halachas. Everything that, a lot of what didn't fit into, it's the last chelik of Shulchan Aruch. It's everything that didn't fit into Eben Ezra and Choshen Mishpat and Archai. And where are you going to put Hilchas Pidyon HaBen? And Hilchas Mila and Hilchas Taka and Hilchas Avelos and Hilchas Talmud Torah and Hilchas Avelos and Hilchas Petach Hamor and Hilchas Shavuos and Adarim. You know, so a lot of these were put in Yerodeya Chelik Gimel. It's a fascinating Chelik of Shulchan Aruch. So Shin Hei is a simit about Pidyon HaBen. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Eina Bechar Roy LePidyon Ad SheYa'avru Olav Shloshim Yom. A Bechar is not fit to be Nifte until 30 days pass by him. But again, if somebody never got to do Pidyon HaBen, then the only way to do it is to learn it, this simit. So that's, we mekayim it this way. V'achar Shloshim Yom Yivtenu Miyaj Lo Yishe HaMitzvah. And after 30 days, you're podeh the baby so you don't push off the mitzvah. Then you wait. But our minna, we do it day 31. Day 31 is when we do Pidyon HaBen. So machlokes, do you need 31 me'es la'es? Meaning 31 days, 24 hour periods from when the baby was born? Or no, if the baby was born on this day, it doesn't matter if it's late in the day, that's day one. That's a discussion in the Achronim. But anyway, we do it on day 31. So he asks the Ritva, why wait? Let's say you know, let's say nowadays you could have certain tests or the whatever the pediatrician could test and know that he's not an Nefel. Rosh Gabriel says you only need 30 days because to know that he's not an Nefel. So the Ritva says, no, lo plug, lo chilko chachamim, and lo chilko Torah, and even though it's possible that you're right, it might not be a Nefel even before 30 days, but we wait, we don't do Pidyon HaBen any earlier. Okay, again, just like Milo, you can do Pidyon HaBen later also. Let's say there's a Baal Tshuva who knows that he needs to be Nifte, and it was not done on day 31, so you do it, you know, whenever you remember. There are people who are 30 years old. You see the Vilna Gaon, whenever he used to meet a Kohen, he used to give him Hey Slime, because he never knew who was a real Kohen, who was a Kohen. All Kohanim today are not, right, we don't really know Miyuchasim, they're only Muchzakim. Assumptions, but you're not sure. So whenever he used to meet a new Kohen, he used to give him five slime and redeem him because he was a Bechar. He used to redeem himself. Right? The father doesn't have to do it. It's the child also. Okay. That's the first half of Rav Shmuel Gamliel's statement, that if you have 30 days, that it's not a Nefel. But then, Shmonas Yamin B'Behema Eino Nefel. Also, 8 days by a Behema. A Behema cannot be sacrificed before day 8, as it says in the lady of Parshas Emor, Miyom Hashmini Vahala, Yerot says, the mother says right now, Eino Nefel, 8 days by a animal. Shnemar, Miyom Hashmini Vahala, Yerot says, Lo Karban, Yishel Hashem. Just as an aside, there is the laning for many days of Yantif is Shor HaChesef. Shor HaChesef in Parshas Emor that we go into all the Yamim Tovim. The first four or five psukim of that laning have nothing to do with Yantif. There's a few halachas, Kiddush Hashem, and this halacha that the mechusser, it's called mechusser zman, you're not allowed to sacrifice a carbon before day eight. So there's a major question, why do we start with those couple of psukim before the laning? You know, just start with the laning. How does the laning start? It starts with Shabbos and Perachav Dalet, Perachav Gimel, I think, Perachav Dalet, I remember, in Pashas Emor. But no, we start a couple of psukim earlier. Why? Because you don't have enough psukim. You can't get five aliyahs out of the rest of the laning. You can get five aliyahs out of the rest of the laning. There must be some mahuti connection why Chazal wants us to lay these couple of extra psukim, which don't seem to have anything to do with Yantif. So they say maybe it's Kiddush Hashem, because all of Yantif is about Kiddush Hashem. But either way, Bechusr Zman is also stuck in there, that you have to wait to day 8 in order to chef the animal. So says Rav Shimon Gamliel, so you have to wait day 30, after 30 days by a person, Eino Nefel, and after 8 days by an animal, not a Nefel. Why doesn't Rav Shimon Gamliel rely on Rov? Why do you need 30 days? Oh, the Rove. Rove babies are not Nephils. The Nephilim. That's a question that the Rishonim deal with on Rav Shimon Gamliel. What about Chochan Acharov? That's a concept of Araisa. Tosfos and Yevamos suggest that maybe it's a Miyut HaMatsui. You have minorities and you have common minorities. Again, different percentages of what a Miyut HaMatsui is, but that's Tosfos's opinion. It's not a regular Miyut of Nephilim. You know, it's a significant minority that of Nephilim. That's what Tosfos suggests here on Lamed Vav Beis. He says, why does he rely on Rov? I'm read the Chashidim Lamiyut Matzu Kazeh. And he brings other examples of Miyut HaMatzu. And the Tosfos read here, and then we'll move on, has another suggestion. Maybe, you're right, it's a Miyut here, but there's also a Chazaka on the side of the Miyut. And this gets into real Lamedus discussions. If you have a Rov on one side, and a Miyut on the other side, but the Chazaka is on the side of the Miyut, what's the chazaka? The chazaka of lo kol lo chadashav. Says the Tosfos read, when the baby's inside the mother, there's no cheskas chayim yet. There's a chazaka. The baby's not complete yet. The baby's still inside. So says the Tosfos read, yes, you have a rove of most babies live, but then you have a miyut of some babies die, chwad al aslan before 30 days, and a chazaka of chazaka shel lo kol lo chadashav. So that's a huge issue. When you have a chazaka shel misayeh esla miyut, so then that could beat out the rove. That's the Tosfos Rid's suggestion for the Svara of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? It's not just Rov versus Miyut, because obviously Rov wins, but sometimes if you have something else, like the Gemara talks about Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. If you just have a Chazaka, but if you have a Miyut Hamatsu with that Chazaka, so that's the two ideas behind the Svara of Rav Shimon Gamliel.
The Chazaka, is that a halachic concept? Or because
when the day the baby's born, doesn't he have a Chazaka? Correct. So let's say he's assuming that you could apply the chazaka that is even inside when the baby is inside. You're right, that's a chiddush. Okay, so that's what Shmuel Gamliel says. So if you have 30 days, not an afel, and 8 days, the baby, the animal can be shechted. So what does that have to do with anything? The following. Halosha ha-sveka ave. But according to Shmuel Gamliel, before day 30, the baby is a suffik nafel. Right, that's what we're saying. Only once the baby is 30 days old do we say that the baby has a cheskas chayim, the baby's going to live. But before day 30, is a suffik nefel. Bam kasha asks the Gemara, mim halhechi mahalina lei, how do we ever do a bris milah on day 8, even mila bismano? How can you do a bris milah on day 8? Maybe the baby's a nefel. The baby only has a cheskas chayim on day 30. How can you do any mila bismano? Every mila should be pushed off because every mila is a suffik. Like we said yesterday, every suffik mila, suffik zayin, suffik ches, suffik androgynous, or every suffik is pushed off. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you don't get a cheskas chayim until day 30. And so on day 8, it's a suffik chai, suffik nefel. You shouldn't be able to do the bris. That's the kasha. You shouldn't be able to do any bris. It's a gzeres hakasav. Okay, so related to that taz that we spoke about a couple days ago. So you need an answer to this question. But it's not that, by saying it's a gzeres hakasav, that doesn't say, okay, that's the answer. That's saying that you need an answer.
Right.
Absolutely, so you're right. According to that Taz, you can't say the Torah doesn't apply ever. But we have to answer this question. How do you do any bris milah? Isn't it a suffix? Every baby's a suffix. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, no malanos of iman of shach. Says Rav Ada Bar Ava, no, you do milah iman of shach, meaning either way you're safe. And this is a very important line. Im chayhu shaper kamahil. If the baby ends up living, so then you didn't do anything wrong. You did the mitzvah milah. Wonderful. The im lav, And if the baby, Rechmana Leslan, dies before day 30, he also didn't do anything wrong. Why? Machatech bebasarhu. You're just cutting flesh. What does that mean? What is that? How did that answer the question? Oh, so there are four ways to understand this line of the Gemara, all dependent on what you assume the problem is by Mila in the first place. There are four shitas, and then we shown him at least four that I've seen, that I've heard from Meir Bam. Four shitas. What's the malacha when you do the Mila? When you do Mila on Shabbos, the Torah says it's mutter to do it. What malacha is the Torah mattering? So the most obvious one would be Chovel. Chovel, you're mattering Chovel, which is a tolda of, according to most Rishonim, Shochet. Right? So, Chabala, which is, right, wounding, tolda of Shochet. So the question of the Gemara is, are you doing Chovel, and is it in a suffix? What's the answer? Mechatech basar bi'almahu. No, you're just cutting flesh. How does that answer the question? That's the most simple. I'm sorry?
That's flesh without blood.
Right, or what's the... This piece of meat is dead. There's no shchita if somebody's already dead. That's what Rashi says. B'chadik v'basar, shchuta hi v'lo chaburahu. It's shchuta already. There's no chovel by somebody. If you punch somebody who's dead, you know, it might not be so nice, but there's no malacha there. That's one way to read. That's the simplest way to read the Gemara. If you assume chovel, if you assume mila is the malacha of chovel, which is shochet, shochet doesn't apply when the person's dead. That's what mechatech basar b'almahu means. That's number one. The baby, but it has the halachic status of mace. And therefore there's no malacha. There's no malacha daraisa by this case. Just like, we'll talk about, let's say you kill a treifa. I have a treifa, right, what do we know, putter? Because the treifa is on his way. It's on his way, which we'll talk about. There is a discussion in the postkin that even if a baby dies, stillborn, etc., do you do a mila then? So that's not a mitzvah of bris mila. That's more in a hashkafic. I don't know if that's not halal. You don't make a bracha on that. But again, it's more of a not so much in the halachic realm in the terms of mitzvahs mila. So that's number one. Number two, what's the second potential malacha that's matered by tikkun? Look at Rabbi Chananel on the bottom of this amud. Rabbi Chananel towards the bottom, about 10 lines up from where they're skinny. Where they get wide. Upirku ki mila dachi malachahi ki misakeinhu. Ki kiva shechotecha arla misakru lecho tshumav lishkulav avitz ha-pesach. You know what the mitzvah mila is? Tikkun. We had this lashon earlier in the Masechta. You're being misakein the child. Now he can eat karman pesach. Now he can eat truma. So again, so Gemara works out. The question is, aren't you doing a tikkun and therefore you shouldn't be able to do it? It's only a suffix if he's going to live. What's the answer? B'chadik basar bi'almahu. What's the answer? There's no tikkun if the baby's dead. There's no tikkun. You're not being masakin anything. Right? Because it's b'chadik basar bi'almahu. So those two work out fine. The problem is, and where we have to come up with some chidushim, is the other two shitas. One is the shitas HaRambam. And this is the Prima Gadam asks on the Rambam. The Prima Gadam asks, the Rambam says that the malacha mila is let's say chovel, because that's the most pasha one. But the Rambam says, chovel, which is wounding, is not shochet. Chovel is, if you remember, we discussed this in the summer, chovel is mefarek, dosh. Meaning, just like milking a cow, just like squeezing out a fruit, you're removing what's inside to outside. It's mefarek. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Shabbos Paraches, the Rambam says, chovel b'chai sheyesh lo ar, chai mishum mefarek. Okay, etc. And Chovel is a behavior chai b'shul b'farik, etc. The Rambam says Chovel is b'farik. So Chovel is dash. You're removing blood from something that's inside. So ask the Prima Gadam on the Rambam, how do you read this Gemara? What does the Gemara say? How can you do Mila? The baby's a suffix, maybe he's not going to live. The Gemara answers, don't worry, the baby's dead. What do you mean? B'farik. Fruit aren't alive. You're chayiv for squeezing a fruit after the fruit is disconnected. So how does mechadei basav alma? How does that help us out here? It's a very strong question, right? So what does the Prima Gadim say? The Prima Gadim notes the lashon of the Rambam in a question that we discussed, an issue that Menachem might have discussed with you back on Daf Ayin Gimel, and that is by certain malachos, by most malachos, if you don't have the right kavana, you don't have the kavana that was done in the Mishkan. So it's called the malacha shenitzricha legufa. You're still a malacha, but you know, it's machlokas, you know. Chayiv, Kodesh Yehuda, Padre Kodesh Shimon, because you're lacking a certain element. But then Tosfos on Ayin Gimel on the base had said in Vitzarech that there are some malachos that kavana is part of the definition of the malacha. And if you don't have that kavana, you're not doing the malacha at all. Says Tosfos, that might apply by kotzer. Vitzarach la'itzim. If you don't want the eitzim, you're not doing kotzer. It's not that you're doing kotzer and it's enes v'chal gufa. Certain malachos are defined by the kavana. Mochi gaman azlichtov, krayon azlichtov, there are a few of them. But suggest the prima goddam, that's mefarek according to the Rambam. If you don't want what comes out, you are doing it for a different purpose, you're doing it for a meal, you don't want the blood, you just want the blood out so the kid's a mahul. So that's not called mefarik. And that's what, if you look in the Rambam's Lashon, ha-chovel b'chai she-yesh lo ar, v'chai b'shu mefarik, v'hu she-yia tzarech l'dam, she-yetze min ha-chabura. Right? So you have to want the dam. Says the Prima God, and that's the answer to the Rambam. The reason that it's mefarik is because you want it, that's the Havamina. The question is it a dash? Answers the Gemara that it is not dash because it's b'chadei b'atz ba'amahu, when the baby's dead and you don't really want this dam out, you know, so then that's why it is it's mutter, it's not called mefarik. What? Did the Rambam ever say mila is mefarik? I don't remember. I remember by the mila. Well, because you could say whether he holds like one of the other shittas.
No, right. Because if he did say that, then the Prima God is not an answer. He
said it. Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm not sure. I have to check out. That's a third idea, but there's a fourth, yeah? I'm saying, so he's saying that it's not a psikresha, because this kavana is so crucial that if you don't have the kavana, you're not doing the malacha at all. And then, what? So mitzitza is, the Gemara here is to talk about the mitzitza elements. We spoke a little bit about that yesterday, but you're right. You have to relate to the mitzitza issue. And then finally, there's a fourth opinion, which is the most mechudish, but the most interesting. That is, again, what are we doing here? The Gemara had asked, just to summarize what we're doing at the health cup. The Gemara had asked, how can you do any mila on Shabbos? Every baby is a suffix. Maybe the baby's not going to live till 30 days. Therefore, you're not going to do the mila on a suffix. That's a bomb kash of the Gemara. How do you do any mila bismano? So the Gemara answers, no, don't worry. Miman of shach, you're okay. If the baby ends up living, then you did the mitzvah mila. If the baby ends up dying before 30 days, then you're just cutting flesh. You're not doing the malacha. So what's the question? What's the answer? How does that work? So we discuss how it works according to the first three opinions. How does it work if you say the malacha is, what malacha is mila? If you say you're violating shochet, then it works, because there is no shochet by a baby which is dead already. If you say the malacha is tikkun, there is no tikkun if the baby is dead already. If you say the malacha is dash, so we just said the chiddush of the Prima Goddam, that also dash or mefarek, that malacha needs the kavana in order to be defined as such. If you don't have the kavana, then it's not the malacha. And then finally, there's a shita mukubetzas and ksubis that says, you know what the malacha is by mila? Gozes. Gozes, like shearing wool. So the malacha mila, you are violating gozes. That's what the shita mukubetzas says. So the question is, if the malacha is gozes, so what's the shakla? What? The gozes, what? Gozes, you always cut the, a lot of times you cut the wool after the skin is off the sheep, or after the sheep is dead, whatever. You know, you do that a lot. The gozes can be minames. So how does the Gemara answer the question then? That's a tough one. You know, that's what the Dvar Avraham asks. So how do you read this? Another akhordim. You know, how do you read the Gemara in that way? If the malacha is gozes, what must machatech basa ba'almahu? So, well, I'm sorry?
It's usually living.
Who said it's usually living? What, if the cutting, you know, let's say the skin is off, let's say the sheep is dead, that's not malacha of shearing? There is. The Rambam says befavors. Gozes is even bemes. Right? So how do
you... Like says, you want the wool.
Okay, so could you say the chiddush like the Prima God, like you want, like cutting your fingernails. Like you don't want the nails, so is it a malacha, is it a daraisa or not? Okay, that's one idea. The Dvar Avraham says as follows. Dvar Avraham says that there's a principle. Let's say a person cuts their finger off. Is that gozes? Not gozes? That's not gozes. Gozes is not when you cut from the cut the goof. If you cut something off of the goof, that's gozes. Only something that is omed lehi natel, only something that is ready and alchali, ready to be taken off, is it called gozes. Fingernails, hair, wool, all that is ready to be taken off. But cutting your finger, that's not gozes, because that's not omed lehi natel. That's not ready to be taken off. That's not muchan. Oh, so use that principle now to plug it in. It's beautiful, says the Dvar Avraham. Why a baby who's alive, and there's a mitzvah of mila by the baby, so then the foreskin is omei lehinatel. There's a mitzvah of mila, says Arla, you don't want here, so it's just like a fingernail and hair, etc. So it's omei lehinatel, so therefore there's the malacha of gozes, and therefore you need the Torah to matter it. But the second, if the baby dies, and the baby is considered dead, there's no gozes. Because this now this arla is meaningless. Right? Because you don't have to do the mila. Okay, we do it afterwards as some type of hashkafik, some other, you know, ayin hara type of reason, or going up to Shemayim with a mila. But halachically, there is no mila. So the whole mila of gozes disappears. When the baby is alive and there's a mitzvah of mila which creates that this arla is omid lehi natel, so then beautiful, then you do the mila and you're violating the mila of gozes, but it's mutter. Masha enkein, if you say that the baby's dead, so it's also mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there's no mila of gozes. Because now the arla is not omid lehi natel. It's like cutting off your finger and there is no malacha. That's how the Dvar Avram gets out of, reads the Gemara according to the Chidim Kubetzes, if the malacha is gozes. Is gozes only by something that grows back? What a gizomachlif. I don't remember if we paskin that way. That might be, you know, part of it, but I'm not sure if you have to have that. If you have to have that for the definition of the malacha, gizomachlif. Okay, so let's now continue. I'm a basis short. Don't worry. Okay, so says the. That's all on Machatik Basba Amahud. There's a stipler that also has a discussion, but we'll save that, see if at the end, if we have time to say that. Ella Hadatanya Safik, right? We got a fourth line. Ella Hadatanya Safik ben Zayin Safik ben Ches, Imachal loves a Shabbos. So 1 second, says the Gemara, you told me yesterday that if you have a Safik ben Zayin Safik ben Ches, 7th month, 8th month, remember 8th month they weren't Machal Shabbos for. You don't do the Milo because the baby from the 8th month was considered an Aphel. We said you're not Machal Shabbos for that Safik. Am I? Why aren't you Malam anyway? Nimalei. Same thing. If he ends up living this baby who's suffic 8th month, suffic 7th month, Shabbat Kamal, then you do the mitzvah mila. And if he doesn't end up living, then again, you're not doing anything wrong. So just like we said by a regular baby day 8, say that even by a suffic 7 and 8. If he ends up living, you did the mitzvah. If he ends up dying, you didn't do anything wrong. So I'm a my brother, Ravina, Anav, Rav Nechumi bar Zachai, or Targimna, I and Rav Nechumi said, Mimal, Hachanami, Mahalinalei, Inachinami, the Gemara answers. In a chinami, suffik baby 7th month, 8th month, you do the mila, and remember on day eight, the only mila bezman was docha. Nowadays, this is what we do anyway. Nowadays, because even if the baby did, where we say nishtanu ativim, and we do it anyway. So we say in a chinami, you do it. What did that brisa mean by suffik? You don't. You're not machal Shabbos. Lo nitzuchel machshire mila v'aliba d'Rabbi Eliezer. No, it's only within the world of Rabbi Eliezer, the first line of this whole parak. This parak is a blessed to mila who had said that normally even machshire mila are docha Shabbos, not just the mila itself, but even the preparatory stages. So he would say that by the suffik case, the machshirim are not docha Shabbos. But in a chinami, everybody agrees that the actual mila of this suffik is docha Shabbos because of this miman of shach. Either it's a mitzvah or you're not doing anything wrong. Okay, according to the 4 shitas in mila that we outlined above. Amar Abaya says as follows: Kitanoi. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Whether, as Rashi here explains, whether a nefel is chashuv kemes or not. Again, we're going to relate to a few of them. There are different statuses of in halacha as you get close to death. There are some halacha statuses that are considered kemes. We're going to get to trefa. Trefa means somebody has a wound that will eventually kill them, but they're still alive. So that's one halacha status, trefa. There's something called a nefel. There's something called goses, somebody who's on the verge of death, but a goses we paskin is harei hukachai l'chol dvarav. You kill a ghost, he's a chayiv misa. Ghost is somebody, even though he's going to die, the assumption is, but, you know, if you do anything to hurry up even 10 seconds worth of life, so then you're chayiv misa. That's resicha. Right? We don't go by quality of life. Any quantity of life is life. So there are all these various statuses. So Rabbi Kitanoi, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, whether a nefel, a baby that's not going to live 30 days, whether that's considered a alive baby or not. The pasuk says, "V'chi yamas b'nevehim asher hi lachem la'achla." The pasuk says, "If an animal dies, that's for you to eat." Meaning a kosher animal. And the pasuk continues talking about tumas nevela. Tumas nevela. Nevela is an animal which died without shechita. Which died without proper shechita. That's what a nevela is. A trefa is an animal which could have had regular shechita, but it had some type of hole in its lung or some other type of serious illness which would cause it to die. Trefa. Nevela is an animal which did not get proper shechita. There's a question of the connection between nevela and trefa. I say Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam has a discussion about the relationship between nevela and trefa, and I think that when we learned Yerodea, the Rabbi Ganak told us that was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah drasha, the relationship between nevela and trefa. Okay, let's start preparing. So says the Baya. So this pasuk says, so if when the animal, you have this animal that is for you to eat, contracts when it dies without shechita, there's tumas nevela, lahabi ben shmonish ain shechita samut haraso. What does it mean, min habehema? So Rashi, what's that including? To include a ben shmona, she'ain shechita samut haraso. A baby born in the eighth month, even if you shecht that animal, its shechita is not metarit from nevela. It's still considered dead, even though you shechted it. It's considered as if it died without shechita, and there's tumas nevela. Nevela you're not allowed to eat, and nevela is also tameh. If you touch nevela, you're tameh. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer shechitas metara. So no, if you shecht this animal that was born in the eighth month. Eighth month was not only bad for people, it was also bad for animals. The shechita does work. So, doesn't that mean, isn't this machlokes tanoim, what you call a nafel? We're comparing nafels of animals and nafels of people. So, the mandama that says the shechita is metarit, that must hold that yes, a nafel is going to die, but right now it's considered chai. The other opinion that says the shechita does not help, doesn't that prove that it's considered mace? So, Amar Rava, no. Rava says, if it's true that the machlokes is so basic, it's about whether a nafel is considered chai or mace. Why is the machlokas that you that of the brisa about whether this nevela can be betamayu or not? We're talking about a kosher animal. We're talking about whether the shechita worked. So talk about whether you're allowed to eat it or not. Forget tumah tara. Are you allowed to eat it? So because the Gemara didn't say that, since the Brisa didn't say that, Rava says no. You have to assume as follows. El dekuli alma mesu. Really, everybody agrees. Excuse me, everybody agrees, a nafel has the halachic status of mace. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, aye, what about these opinions, though, that say shechita helps? If it's already considered dead, so how could shechita be metarit from tumas nevela? No, but the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they say savri ketrefa, it's just like a trefa. A trefa, again, as we just said, is an animal which has some type of wound, fatal wound, that it's going to die. So trefa, buy a trefa, if you shech the trefa, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not nevela, it doesn't have tumas nevela, the shechita did accomplish something, even though it's halachically considered dead. Hachanami loshna, so too, by this animal that was born in the eighth month. These tanaim say that yes, you're not going to be able to eat it, but still, shechita is going to be metarit from tumas nevela. V'rabanan, but the first, the Tanakama has said, no, lami l'trefa, no, don't compare it to trefa. Yes, trefa, by a trefa, shechita would help be metarit, but not by this baby. Not by this animal. Why? Trefa haisal hashasa kosher. At least a trefa, at some point, was a healthy animal. So at some point, it was a healthy animal, so that could distinguish it, and therefore we could say, shechita could be metairet, because it wasn't always in this state. Hailo haisal hashasa kosher. But this baby was born, this animal was born in the eighth month. So it never had a shasa kosher in a healthy stage. So the Gemara says, aye, one second. V'chitema trefa mibata meikil ameimar. There are examples of trefas that were born that way. Right? There are animals that were nitraf when they're born. So Shreifa that was born that way, shechita is matirit. So again, why don't you say the baby that was born in the eighth month is shechita is matirit? So Gemara still says hasam yesh b'mina shechita. At least in the world of shreifa, there are cases that are not shreifa mi beten originally, and therefore shechita can be matir. So shechita can be matir all shreifas. Mashen kein hacha ein b'mina shechita. Here there is no precedent. There is no model in the world of animals born in the eighth month that shechita can be matiris. Therefore, we're going to say we're going to be matrif all of them, even and say shechita will not be matir them midei tumas nevela. So therefore, it says Rava lamaskana. Everybody agrees nefel is considered a mace. The machlokas is whether shechita could be matirit and save it from becoming tumas nevela. Okay, iba elohu. Okay, which is important principles about being machal Shabbos for a nafel and knowing if that it's not going to live. There are issues that that come up. Ibailahu ki pligi rabban alei the Shimon Gamliel alau. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had this major statement on the bottom of the previous amud where he says the second half of the statement we're going to focus on now, that an animal is not allowed to be shechted and used before it's 8 days old. That's what the bright side said. Shmona seram bebehema eno nefel. Because just like a person needs 30 days to get a cheskes chayim, so to an animal needs 8 days. Do the Rabbanan agree with that? Rav Shigam Leo made the statement. Do the Rabbanan agree with that or not? Imtem salam arpligi. And if they do argue, halacha kamoso, eno halacha kamoso. If they do argue, who's the halacha like? Tashma Egel Shinola Biyantif Shochtanoso Biyantif. Ah, we have a brisa that says that an Egel, a calf that was born on Yantif, you could shecht it that day and cook it that day. Ah, Haraya, that you don't have to wait. It must be the Rabbanan argue on Rosh Hashanah Liel, and the halacha is like a Rabbanan. The word says, no, Hacha Mayaskina to Kimle Begavish Kalachadashim. No, that case is not a case where you know for sure that this animal has filled his months, Kalachadashim, and he's going to live. Like we said, according to the other Rashbag, only requires 8 days because you're not sure if it's a nafal or not. But if you know for sure, kolo chadasha, if you know it's a healthy animal, so therefore even that day, Rav Shmuel Gamliel would agree. Tashma, Mishnah in Beitza, Vishavin, they both agree. Who both agrees? There's a machlokas, whether you could have, we discussed this a couple weeks ago, there's a halacha of Bechor. Bechor has to be given, Bechor Behema has to be given to the Kohen. The only way it won't have to be given to the Kohen as if it gets a permanent mum, a mum kavua in it. So then, if it gets a mum kavua, so then a Yisrael is allowed to partake. And you need a Kohen to determine whether it's a mum kavua or whether it's a mum over, a permanent or a temporary mum. Are you allowed to have a Kohen look at the mum on Yontif? Or do you say, if it wasn't looked at before Yontif, it's muksa, and therefore, you know, the Yisrael is beisiach das, and therefore you weren't planning on using it? So that's a machlokas tanan, whether the Kohen's allowed to come and look at it on Yantif, or do you say it's a muks already? But both of these tanam agree, that's v'shavin, v'shavin shim nolad hu umumo imo shizem en amuchan. But everybody agrees that if the baby is born, the animal is born that day, and it has its mum, that's min amuchan. That's not muks, and therefore the Kohen could come and look at it, and you could use that on Yantif. So again, you're using it that day. It seems like you don't have to wait 8 days. And that's also talking about a case where you know for sure that the baby was full. The baby was fully gonna live. Tashma. So finally, we have a verse that says halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What do you mean? So mashma that somebody argues. So haraya that there is an argument, but we hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel 8 days by an animal mechusar zman before that, and 30 days by a person. Okay, there is a major discussion in Kachim. When we get up to Zvachim, we'll talk about this. How do you the sugya mechusar zman? How much is it really just tali on? You don't know. You know, it's an eifel or not, or is there something more mahuti about that idea of waiting 8 days? Amar Abaya. How could you be considered misaking kli? What to have the Kohen look because you. Because this is just a gilui das of the Kohen. Right? According to those who say that it's mutter, it's just a gilui, it's just revealing what is. He's not really being misakin. It's mesukan already. He's just letting you know it's mesukan. That's by a mum kavua. He's not giving it a mum kavua, but he's just letting you know that it is a mum kavua, and therefore you can partake of it. That's why it wouldn't be called misakin. Amar Abaya, nofo minagago achlo ari debri akol chayhu. What happens that if a baby dies within 30 days, Rahman al-Islam, then you're always a nafel. But what happens if the baby is killed within 30 days? So you don't know. You don't know if it would have lived to 30 days. So what do you do? So that's the Gemara says. If the baby, Rahman al-Islam, fell off a roof or achlo ari, again, you don't have to think of this lamaisa graphically, but just in terms of lamdas, conceptually. So if something external happens to the baby within 30 days, dibri kol chayu, everybody agrees. He has the status of a chai, and you could go, b'di evid, you could go by the robe, and therefore assume that he had the status of a chai. Yes, you usually have to wait for 30 days, you know, l'chadchila, but let's say the baby is killed by an external reason, so then you could assume he's a chai. L'inyin wa, l'may nafkamina, we'll get to in a minute.
Why
the because they were talking about l'chadchila, are you allowed to do the milah?
So
Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that you can't go by the Rav L'chadchila, therefore you have to wait for day 30, and now it's a case of a suffix. If B'di'evet, it didn't happen, he didn't live, so then you could assume regarding B'di'evet halachas, Yibum we'll get to in a second. But L'chadchila, are you allowed to be Mava baby? There's still a suffix here. There's a Mir HaMatsu with a Chazak or whatever, so L'chadchila, you should have to wait. That was the question. So says Abaya, if something external happens that kills the baby, Dibre Kol Chayhi. Ki Pligi, the only machlokas between Rav Shmuel Gamliel and Chacham, remember, we just said it's a machlokas. The machlokas is Shepihek Vameis. The machlokas is if the baby yawns and dies. Rashi explains that he never had full strength. He looked like a, you know, a weak type of baby, and he died. That's the machlokas. Where internally he never looks strong. Mar saver chayu, mar saver mesu. That's the nafkamin. That's the machlokas. L'may nafkamin lifter mena yibam. What difference does it make to pater from yibam? Which means, let's say, right, yibam and chalitza. A woman only has to do yibam or chalitza if she does not have a child. But let's say the husband dies when the wife is pregnant, and then the wife gives birth to a baby. So therefore, there's no Zika. You don't have to do Yimer Chalitza. She had the baby. The husband left her when she was pregnant. But what if this baby gets killed within 30 days? So does she have to do Yimer Chalitza? So that's what Gemara says. No, because you assume the baby was a Chai, and therefore she had a baby, and she does not have to do Yimer Chalitza. But if the baby, you know, is very weak, the Piyek Vameis, according to one Shita, she would have to do Yimer Chalitza. Nafum and Agag Ochlo Ari, Divrei Kol Chayu, asks the Gemara, if the Nafum and Agag falling off the roof or something else, everybody agrees that it's the child has the status of a Chai. V'ara Papa, Rabbuna Breid Rav Yeshua, Iklu Lebei Breid Rav Idi Bar Avin, they visited him, V'avid Lohu Igla Tilsa B'yamid Shiva, and they made for him, the host brought them out, this calf of Igla Tilta. We had that before. Either it means the calf, the third child of the mother calf, which is a great delicacy, or a third of a calf. Either way, they brought it in, Biyama de Shiva, on the seventh day, meaning before day eight, that you usually have to wait. Va'amrile, and they said, if you would have waited till the night, tonight, then we would have eaten it. Why? Because then it will be day 8. And Rashi says, mixes a yom kakulo, and you would say, day 8 is good enough. But here, we can't eat it. We can't eat it because you shecht it, you brought it to us too early. So says the Gemara, 1 second. Shechting it is like the animal dying from an external force. So why don't you say, Chai? Everybody assumes, that's what we said, if the baby falls off the roof or gets killed, Achlari, we said any external killing, you assume it was a Chai. So here too, the animal was shechted on day 7. So why don't you assume it was a Chai? So why didn't they eat it? So says Rava, Ella, no, there's a different upshot. Ella, Kishapiek, Umeis, Debriakol, Mesu. If the child is so weak in the first place, Piek, and he yawns and he dies, then everybody who gives a mace. The machlokas is the other way. Ki pligi menafam nagag v'achlari. The machlokas is when an external force kills the baby. Mar savar mesu, mar savar chayu. That is the machlokas. Interesting machlokas we've shown him here. What if the baby is healthy, strong looking, then gets sick and dies? Is that considered like being weak in the first place and then, you know, just dying? Or is that considered like an external force? On a theological level, it's also interesting. Is sickness something outside of me, right, getting sick? Or is that something internal? Machlokas Mishonim here between the Balamor and the Ramban. What do you consider holy? So it's interesting halachically and interesting hashkafically. Where do you, because the Gemara doesn't talk about it. If you're healthy and you get, the Gemara just talks about piyek v'meis, if you're weak originally and the person dies. But that is an interesting machlokas here, Rishonim. Braidrev Dimi Bar Yosef Isilulei Hayehu Yanuka. This man had a baby. Begotos and Yomin Shachiv. Within 30 days, the baby died. Yosef Kamisabli Lave. And he started sitting Shiva. Started sitting Shiva for this baby who died within 30 days. Amarle Avua. So his father, the grandfather, said, Savra Nisa Kabas Lamechal. Savra Nisa was some type of mourner's food. You want to eat Maichala Avelim? You don't have to sit Shiva. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you sitting Shiva for? The baby died within 30 days. So Amalei Kimli Beishik Allah Chadashim. No, I know the father said that Kalo Chadashim. I know that he wasn't a Nefel. I know that his time was full, and therefore he wasn't a Nefel. Kalo Chadashim. By the way, Rashi earlier on the Amud said it means that, let's say, the husband and the wife only lived together once 9 months ago, and they had never been together since then. So you know the pregnancy had to happen from that bia. So you had and you know the baby was born this amount of time later. That's how you know Kalo Chadashim. Rav Ashi Ikla Bei Rav Kahana, or he also visited Rav Kahana. Isra Ba Milsa, also something, a baby dies, Vigot Klasin Yomen, within 30 days. Chazid Yosef, Vikam Isabu Lave. Again, he sees that he's sitting Shiva. Amr Le Lusawa Le Mar, Lohada Amr of Yehuda, Mashua, Lak Rashim Gamliel. Don't you hold like Rashim Gamliel? Amr Le Kim Le Begavish Kala Chadashiv. Again, I know, Shakala Chadashiv, that it was a full term, and therefore, it would be, I have to sit Shiva for this child. Interesting, if we have time, I want to come back to this. The Shulchan Aruch here in Yoredeya, in the beginning of Yoredeya, talks about if you buy an animal from a non-Jew, does he have nemanis to say, you know, it's the animal's 8 days old? What if he says that? So Shulchan Aruch says, no, he does not. It's not that it's a cheska, there was a chazaka here of not 8 days old, so you can't believe him. And the Taz there asks, why don't you believe him? It's a Sfek Sveka. Hopefully, if we have time. If not, you can look at it in Simen Tezvav. Either way, that's a discussion on this Gemara. Itmar, Meis Betoch Shloshim Ba'amtav Iskatsha. What happens if a woman has a baby who died within 30 days? That was her only child. Her husband had died. And the baby died, but she thought that this was not a Nefel, and therefore she got remarried without doing Yibam or Chalitza. Even though she had a brother-in-law who she maybe should have married, she should have consulted a Rav, she didn't. She had, the baby died within 30 days, she thought it was good enough, and therefore she got remarried without doing Yibam or Chalitza. For Amda Beniskatsha, she got remarried. Amara, so we have two Mesoras, what Rava said about this halacha. Amar Ravina Mishmei the Rava, so Ravina says in the name of Rava, Im Eishes Yisrael he, if she got remarried to a man who was a Yisrael, Chaletzes, then you know what, you might as well make her go back to the brother-in-law, do Chalitza, she's considered a Chalutza, a woman who had Chalitza done to her, and she'll remarry this guy, the same guy, because a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Chalutza. But Im Eishes Kohen he, but if she's now married to a Kohen, then just like there's an Issa D'Oraisa for a Kohen to marry a divorced woman, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan for a Kohen to marry a Chalutza, a woman who had Chalitza done to her. So you don't want to mess her up. So therefore, Rav has an Eina Chalitza. She doesn't really have to do it because you can rely, assume that it was a Chai. Right? This is, and you don't really need Chalitza. That's Ravina Mishmei the Rava. Rav Shravia, or Misharshia Mishmei the Rava, Amar, no, Achazu Achazu Chalitza. Tough luck. Tough luck. This woman should have asked. You don't assume that it's a Chai. You assume there was a Mesa, therefore she has to do Chalitza. Therefore she has to do Chalitza. Amalei Ravina Rav Shravia. So Ravina said to Rav Shravia, Ba'urta Amar Rav Hachi. You know what? You only came to the night shear. At the night shear, Rava said like you. Litzafer hadar bay, but in the morning, you didn't come to morning shear. In the morning shear, he changed his mind. So Amar Lei, so says Rav Shravia, back to Ravina. Sharitua, you matered her. You matered her, you allowed her to do this. He Rava Dishu Tarba, you know what? Why don't you mater Treif? He wrote something you matered Treif also. He was kind of upset that he's telling him that he didn't hear the Chazara. It's interesting, there's an Oda B'Yehuda which says in Simen Chavtes that if the word goes out that a certain Chacham said a certain psak, the whole world starts being noed like that psak, then all of a sudden one Chacham says that Chacham changed his mind. That Chacham changed his mind. You find that sometimes in different shuvas. Ramosha changed his mind. No, so says the Oda B'Yehuda, we don't trust that Chacham, the new Chacham, unless he proves it. Because the fact that the Shmua went out and the world accepted it, that's like at least Beis Edim, and now this is Echad B'Makam Shnayim, and therefore we don't believe him. So says, the Sharam Siyana Balacha says, maybe this Gemara is the source for that Oda B'Yehuda. Because this Gemara says that he got so upset at him, what do you mean he was Chozer? What are you talking about? Right, so maybe part of it was because once the world starts being no aid, a certain idea, then you can't be chosen. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Next, we had a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, whether the mila of an androgynous, the mila of a boy, a girl, well, somebody who has both evarim of a boy and a girl, whether that mila is docha Shabbos or not. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. The Chacham and the Tanakam had said no. Amar Shuzi Amar Rav Chisda Lo Lakolam Rav Yehuda Androgynous Zachahu. When Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do bris mila for an androgynous on Shabbos, that does not reflect that he says an androgynous is a male for all purposes, for mila, but not for all purposes. After all, Shemata Omer King, because if he really holds an androgynous is a male, halachically be'erchin ye'arech, so by erchin, right, the psukim at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, which states that every human, every person has a certain value, and if I say the value of so and so I should have to give to the Beis HaMikdash, we figure out how old he is and I have to give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash, and the halach is you can't be ma'arich, you can't do that to an androgynous. So Gemara says, why not? If he's a zachar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? How do you know that androgynous can't be ne'arach? The Tanya, it says the Mishnah is an erichin hazachar v'tum tum androgynous hazachar. Only a male can you give the value for, and not a tum tum. A tum tum is somebody who you don't know if it's a male or female. It's all covered up. The androgynous and an androgynous who has both. Yachal lo yeberach ish aval yeberach isha. I might think the pasuk is just saying you can't evaluate him as a male, but yes, as a woman. Tamalomar hazachar v'im nekeva he. No, it says zachar and nekeva in the Torah. Zachar vaday nekeva vadoz v'lo tum tum androgynous, and not the doubtful ones. The stam sifra Rabbi Yehuda and the stam author, the anonymous author of the Sifra, which is the Medrash on Sefer VaYikra, which is this is quoting from, is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says regarding Erechin, he's not a male, right? So therefore, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda did not say across the board that he was a male, only regarding Mila being Docha Shabbos. Amar of Nachman Bar Yisrael Chavanan Amitanina. I also learned it in a Mishnah. Hakol Kshirim Lakadesh Chutz B'Chayrishod V'Katan. Everybody could do Lekadesh. What's Lekadesh? So if you look on the side, it says Para. This is a Mishnah in Para. So we're not talking about Kiddushin here of marriage. Lekadesh here means who can sanctify the, put the ashes of the Para Aduma onto the water in order to create Mechatash, which is going to be used to be Matar, a person who became Tamei Meis. So if you don't read Rashi, you don't look on the side, you wouldn't know Lekadesh, right? Who could get married? But Lekadesh here means, for the Mishnah in Para, who can create the Mechatash? So everybody can create the Mechatash except the Cheresh or the Vekatan. A mute, a somebody who is halachically an idiot, and a katan, a minor. Review the machshav katan. Review says no, katan is okay. Upos al bishma androgynous. He passes an androgynous from doing it. Shma mila. So again, you see, an androgynous is not just a zachar, and therefore mila is a separate case. So maishna mila mishum dafsiv himolachem kol zachar. So why does he allow mila on Shabbos? Because it's a separate pasuk. Not because he has an androgynous as a zachar, but because it's a special ribui by mila to include mila's androgynous on Shabbos. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid when you are mal and androgynous in general, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha of on that mila? And the question is it a safek mila? Do you make brachas on sveka? So maybe we'll start off with this, Bezrashem, tomorrow, just a hara on that machlokas Rambam Ravid, and then Bezrashem will go on to the next Mishnah. The was Lezechon Ishmas, David Svi, Ben Dov, Mordechai.
Do you think you're going to stop in the parak?
I guess start it.